I am going to have Dean Rusk and the Chief Justice are going to be at Runnymede, where the Magna Carta was signed, and they're dedicating a portion of it to President Kennedy. And I understood that Ms. Kennedy might go. I am going to notify her, and I wanted to notify you. I don't know how to notify Bobby, but one of the 707s that we have on the presidential planes would be available to her and her party, and I thought I would ask she could take any members of the family that she desired or whoever she wanted, but I thought I might also ask you and Bobby to represent me, President, with the Chief Justice and Secretary of State, if you thought it was all right. I don't know what you want to do about it. You could do anything you wanted to, but I attempted to call her and tell her she's flying, and I got a request here about it, and I thought that she wanted to, she could do it. If she didn't, she didn't need to. Now, do you have any reaction to it one way or the other?
Well, I think she was, it was sort of up in the air. When I talked to her probably 2 weeks ago, I know she was planning to go, and it was a question whether Bobby or myself, we thought we'd probably just talk with her and find out what her feeling about the about it was. I can, I'll talk with her about it and to get some kind of feeling. I hadn't really sort of thought ahead that part. I knew May 21st was the date, and I'd had it in the back of my mind, but I just hadn't reached the point where we sort of made a decision on it. But I'll be delighted to talk with her, and I know she'll appreciate your thoughtfulness. Mention it to Bobby, and then if I could get back to you.
You do it. I have a call in for her. I imagine she'll be answering. They told me in New York they'd get her, and then they came back and said that she's en route to Florida.
Yes,
and that she'll be there about 3 something, and they would have her report. Now, when is Bobby coming back?
Yeah, he ought to be back tonight.
Well, I'll call him tomorrow, but you tell him, too, I wanted to call him, and...
He's in that remote area, as you probably know. I sent a message up to Bobby.
I saw that on television.
I didn't know whether it was a little fresh or not.
I thought it was a little bit fresh. I thought it'd been a little rough on him. You're going to get whipped if you keep picking on him. You're going to have to do like old Sam Houston. You'll have to use your cane on him, because he can whip you.
Well, he can now.
Well, anyway, all I want to, I don't want to impose on you or to urge you to do anything. I just wanted to, since I knew that this is going to be done, I thought it would be a good thing to have the...
Mr. President.
Whenever she wanted to go over. Rusk is going to be there on NATO or something, and Chief Justice has already agreed to go, not as my representative, but as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, the Magna Carta deal and so forth. And I was going to ask the two of them to represent me with the two Kennedy brothers, which I thought would be pretty good company, Rusk and Chief Justice and Robert Kennedy and Teddy Kennedy. And I was going to say that I had asked Mrs. Kennedy to use one of the presidential planes for her and her party, and I'd ask the two brothers to join the Secretary and the Chief Justice in representing me.
Well, that's very thoughtful, and the first of the week, if I can get back to you, Mr. President, or soon after I get a chance, I can sort of give you, I'm sure you'll get in touch, Jackie will give some feeling.
You talk to Bobby, and I'll call him, too.
Good.
Thank you. How you doing? All right?
Oh, real well.
Where's my immigration bill? God damn it, I believe you represent...
4 weeks, we're up here getting into that voting rights all morning, and it's coming along.
Katzenbach doing a good job?
Very good. He's really good. I mean, he's
really well, she'd commend me on some of my appointments.
That was a good one.
All right.
Thanks.
Waiting.